today for New Talent Tuesday. I have some of the students from Brentwood School back with me again today. This time we are talking about CCF. I have Emma and Jemima with me. Hi guys, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Good, thank you.
So today, as I say, we're talking about CCF for New Talent Tuesday, which is something I have to say I know very little about. Several of my friends did it when I was younger and loved it, but it was always one of those things that they'd just sort of turn up in their uniforms and I wouldn't really know much about it. So I'm really looking forward to hearing all about this today. If we start with Emma, can you sort of explain a little bit about, for anyone who doesn't know, what is CCF?
So the CCF is the Combined Cadet Force. Which is made of three sub-strands, which is the Army, the Navy and the Royal Air Force. So at Brentwood School, you get to choose when you're in third year, which is year nine, you get to choose which section you want to be part of, which you can carry through all the way to upper six for your whole school career. And we participate in this every Friday after school, as well as running overnight. We have field days where we spend a day off school out in the fields doing working on our army skills, and we even have summer camps which takes us all over the country, and you could even end up going abroad with meeting other schools or colleges.
So as I understand it, you're head of the army section of CCF, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm the regimental sergeant major.
That's so cool. So obviously you're going to know a lot more about that than the other part. So we'll come to Jemima in a little bit to talk about the RAF. But what does the army do on a regular basis?
Yeah, definitely. So we have like training plans, which we follow to get everyone to up to a certain level. And we have a plan throughout the years. So to start with, when they first join, we get them focusing on like discipline and like focus on their skill-based activities. They do spend a lot of time doing drill, then on to field craft and first aid. And then as they progress, they learn more advanced skills, get out on training days and stuff. And then as they progress, the older years start to teach the younger years. And it's really nice because you get to like merge with other people, and also you get to pass on your knowledge.
That must be so lovely because, you know, there's not a lot of cross-year group interaction often at schools. So that's really nice that you get to sort of do that. Jemima, what happens with the RAF and what's your role in the RAF?
Yeah, so I'm the Cadet Warrant Officer of the RAF section, which means I'm basically, I run the section with my senior non-commissioned officers. So there are three main sections. We have Basic, A-Flight and Carter. Basic is when we first get cadets in year nine who haven't had any experience with the CCF before, and it's a similar structure to Army. So we train them up with first aid, navigation. We do a bit of shooting. We do have a shooting range at school, but it's all very safe and organized. We do some drill and we teach them air-related subjects like rocketry and interesting subjects about how an airfield works. And that just happens in Basic, where we introduce them to the general premise of what the RAF does and what the RAF is and giving them that basic foundation. And then we move on to A-Flight, which is where we develop their theory. And then we move on to CADA, where they actually learn how to present and teach others. And from there, their leadership skills are able to develop and they're able to learn more on different levels. So a functional level, theoretical level, and then they get to do some practical stuff like going outside and building tents and lighting fires and all very controlled, but, you know, cooking food and all of this kind of fun stuff that they get to do. So it varies per year group, but their skills get to develop over time and they get to teach the younger cadets below them.
It's really interesting to hear about the fact that there must be so much more than just learning the RAF skills. You've got to learn everything. Both of you mentioned there that you sort of get these benefits of teaching younger years. That must be great for sort of leadership skills and things like that. What else do you find, Jemima, that you've, like, what are the benefits to studying CCF sort of related activities, whether or not that's what you actually want to go into? What do you think you learn from it?
I definitely think that CCF gives you lots of different skills, so practical skills as well as soft skills. So practically, you learn how to build tripods, survive. You learn how to build a tent. You learn how to do lots of these practical skills. And then also, we develop teamwork skills, communication skills, leadership, how to present and actually teach people in an engaging way. And so throughout your time at the CCF, you're not just learning how a plane flies, you're learning how to develop yourself as a person, develop your skills for the working world, whether you want to do anything related to planes or not.
That's great. Now, you've mentioned the planes there. I feel like this is a very basic question, but I'm pretty sure everyone is thinking it right now. How much flying do you get to do? And at what stage do they let you sort of start learning things about planes? Do you get to fly planes at some point? Do you do any sort of field trips?
Yeah, so we do some field trips. The thing is that the plane flying is very dependent on the weather. So I've actually flown only once within my 3 or 4 years in the section. The thing is, because the weather is so temperamental, it changes all the time. But you learn theoretical stuff about planes, so like rocketry and about how different engines work and all of that kind of stuff. We try and go out flying as much as possible, and I can tell you my experience flying was amazing. I had the coolest co-pilot, and we took a selfie in the sky, and it was just really cool. So I definitely recommend, if anyone listening is going to start up with CCF, go flying as much as you can, because the opportunities are fleeting and they will be amazing.
That's so great. Now, Emma, what would you say is the most fun, and then what is the maybe hardest part of being part of the cadets? Is there anything that's sort of quite challenging? But also I want to know what your favourite part is as well.
Yeah, so I have so many great memories from CCF, whether it be meeting new friends for life, and genuinely, because you have to trust on people so much, you have to rely on people. When you're doing section attacks under pressure, you have to make sure that you're there for each other, working as a team. And I really think you learn skills for life and friendships, where you gain that bond with them through getting through the hard times together, or just dealing with the pressures going on and stuff. So I'd say probably my best time is going on summer camp. So we had a week where we went away, and we got to do loads of live firing. We got to shoot with rifles, shotguns. We got to be with real kind of soldiers, and to get that expert knowledge was just really eye-opening and like amazing for us all to hear. And then I'd like to say it's all enjoyable, but I must say that it is, again, weather dependent, as Jemima was saying, because once we went on an overnight and it was in the middle of winter, and it happened to absolutely chuck it down. And we were in the middle of a forest with barely any shelter, and we got given a basha, which is basically one sheet of tarpaulin kind of thing. And you can design it kind of how you want to shield you from the wind or the rain and stuff. So we kind of had it all laid out and stuff. And then my friend went round piggybacking each other, ran straight through mine. And then it collapsed, and I had a massive puddles. My bed was flooded, or hardly a bed. My mud base was absolutely flooded. So I kind of slept in a puddle all night, which I must say was kind of memorable. But it was still laughable at the time, and we all just snuggled up and tried to warm up. But yeah, that was certainly memorable.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is even those things, I mean, A, they're great experiences, especially once they're over, to sort of laugh at and look back at. And also you gain so much from those, and sort of resilience, you know, and teamwork, but also independence. And even the sort of more trying activities must still be so helpful to you, you know. Jemima, what about you? Do you have any particular highlights or particular difficulties that you want to talk about?
Definitely, I think there's more highlights than difficulties. I think the difficulties are actually what enable you to develop those skills. So when you face challenges, you talk about them, you address them with your team, and you ask, how can I be better? And I think that develops cadets as individuals to be able to be reflective and evaluative and understand how they can improve. But I'd also say my highlights are probably just, there's so many, but I definitely say going on camps such as the Air Cadet Leadership Course. It's an outside of school camp, so you have to do it like in the half term or the summer, but it is so rewarding. You spend a week learning about leadership, you do leadership tasks, you are put into a flight, and my flight was amazing, and you really develop your skills as a leader, but you also are able to meet so many amazing cadets and people across the country from other CCF sections and ATC, which is Air Training Corps. The highlights are mainly focused around the people that you meet, because really the whole experience of being in a CCF is about being surrounded by people who are there to support you and help you grow and learn and develop yourself. It's not just about planes. It's not just about crawling in the mud. It's about developing those skills and developing those skills with people in your team and in your flights who are there for you. And that's just probably one of my best bits, the people.
Emma and Jemima there from Bruntwood School talking about the combined cadet force. We will be back speaking to the girls some more in a little bit, as well as squadron leader Singh after the travel, so stay tuned.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Before the travel, we were speaking to Jemima and Emma from Bruntwood School about CCF for New Talent Tuesday. Going to go back to that interview now, starting with Squadron Leader Singh talking about how you can get involved if you're not a Bruntwood School student. Now, you don't necessarily have to do this as part of your school. I personally never experienced it at my schools, but I know that there are other ways of getting involved, aren't there?
So, Georgia, exactly right. The cadets is not just limited to schools. Obviously, around the Bruntwood area, Shenfield School's got a CCF and we've got a CCF, and you mentioned Kegs as well. But there are community cadets in the shape of the Army Cadet Force based at Worley. The Air Training Corps have got ATC squadrons down at Brentwood and in Hutton. Sea Cadets are there as well as Scouts. Now, all of these youth organisations are available for people to join. And most of them, especially the ATC, will go up to 19. So you can start at the age of 12 and a half and go right the way through. And exactly like Emma and Jemima have just said, those skills that these two have learned, you can learn in any of those community units. The syllabus is the same, so anyone can take part, including adults, if they want to. Those units are always looking for adult helpers to help out. So, you know, if you're stuck on an evening and you want to try something new, you can approach those units to volunteer to help.
Amazing. And do you have to have any training as an adult to sort of get involved? Is there anything you can do if, you know, you haven't been involved in something like this before, but you find it really interesting as an adult?
Absolutely not. You don't have to have any prior training at all. I can only really talk from the RAF perspective. I know Major Harrow is involved more in the Army Cadet Force, but you can join as a civilian instructor. So you can just help out on a parade evening and help organise things. Or if you are really into it, like I've done, you go down the commissioning route and you go to Cranwell, do your training course after a selection process, and then you get to wear the uniform. And with that comes rank and responsibility. And so there are two different paths. Civilian helper, where you just help with training and help with the organisation of the squadrons, or the commissioned routes, where you can actually deliver more training as well.
Amazing. Well, that's great to hear. And Emma and Jemima, you both are sort of at the top of the game now, having come the whole way through it. Does that mean that you both sort of are interested in pursuing something like this as a career?
I'd definitely say that I am interested in looking at RAF careers. I have in the past, and I think that it would definitely be a possible avenue for me. But my most important focus at this time is actually looking to continue my RAF experiences in university in the university air squadrons. Most universities have one, and if a particular university doesn't, then there's a collective university air squadron that is able to facilitate that person. But it's basically like you do CCF, but you get paid and you do it in your university. And I'm really looking forward to joining a university air squadron as my next step.
That's great. And what about you, Emma? Are you planning to sort of pursue it further than once you've left Brentwood?
I'm not really sure yet. I think I'll definitely use my life skills I've learned and I enjoy it so, so much. I wouldn't cross it off as saying I'm not doing that ever again, because I love it so much.
Great that we've got both of you here today then as two examples. Finally, Emma, why would you recommend this to someone else? We've sort of already covered this a bit, but if people are listening, whether they are students or adults, and they're thinking, well, that sounds really fun, I've never really heard about this before, sell it to us just for a couple of seconds. Why would you say this is a great thing to take part in?
I would just say that everyone can get involved. There's no limit. It's not for a certain personality or a person with a special trait or anything. Every single person, whether age, ability, no matter what, you have a place in the CCF, and there's always somewhere for you to be. So I'd definitely say just throw yourself in it. The more you put in, the more you'll get out. And honestly, you'll make unforgettable memories. You will not regret it. It will live with you for life, and it will be one of the best things you've done.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today, to Jemima and Emma, but also to Squadron Leader Singh. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been great to hear about the CCF.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.